This is Chelsea, and welcome to a Mimosa Wasted Podcast, Quarantine Edition. And we have my parents here, who we've made mimosas, and now we are going to have discussion with. So, the first thing, well, introduce you guys, yourselves.
I am Chelsea's mom, Tanya Brown.
I'm Stan.
Why won't you say you're my dad?
Chelsea's father. You just said.
I'm just saying, you got it. Oh, he's already. You're already becoming a nuisance. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, my parents are celebrating 30 years of marriage this year, which is awesome. And so, I wanted to get on audio how they met, because they always... Mom has one way that they met. Dad always says it's not true, whatever. But I want to get it auditory so that I make sure that it, years from now, we have actual evidence of it. So, how did you guys meet?
We met first day of college.
Okay.
We were at a party the first night. He came over and asked me to dance. Am I right so far, Stan?
That is a true story.
Okay. Would you like to take it from there?
No, there you go. You're
doing came over and I didn't want to dance. And he says to me, that's okay, because you're going to be my wife anyway. Yep. And then he walked back across the room.
Walk of shame. There you go.
That's literally not the definition of walk of shame. But did that creep you out when he said that?
No.
It didn't creep you out.
It didn't creep me out. What creeped me out was later on that he continued. That didn't creep me out. The continuation creeped me.
What continuation?
Well, the fact that we had the meeting. You remember the meeting, Sam, right?
Allegedly.
We had to have a meeting because the program that we were in, mm-hmm. there were 13 people. Mm-hmm. The guys were like little horny toes, how freshman guys are in college.
Right.
Girls. So, right. And most of the girls had boyfriends, mm-hmm. or, you know, weren't interested with them.
Right.
Well, we had to have a meeting to address that. Mm-hmm. And in the meeting, someone stood up and said something to the effect of, want to say it?
I don't know.
Oh, now he don't remember nothing, right?
You telling the story?
You got a story, your story. So he goes, I like Tanya, I'm going to continue like a Tanya. Okay, stop me from like a Tanya, something like that. That scared me.
That's why I don't go to meetings.
But that, so he said that in front of your whole, like.
In front of the whole group.
It was only 13 people.
That's the proclamation for, what, 18-year-old?
I was 16.
I've done worse in four more private places.
I was 16.
Yeah, me too.
He was 17.
Yeah, something like that.
Right, because you skipped a grade. Oh, wow. Okay, so he just continued on. And then what was the transition between, okay, this creepy dude is proclaiming that we are going to be married, or like that he likes me, mm-hmm. and then... Now
she said she had a boyfriend, and then when
now you want to talk. Now you want to talk. Go ahead, I'm gonna let you go. Ahead.
Then when I came back to school, she was wrapped up with this other guy.
So, I wasn't wrapped up.
So not only did she lie, so it was a double lie.
So she said she had a boyfriend. This is dad's perspective.
She was all in her boyfriend back in New York. Mm-hmm. So we went home for probably about a month. Mm-hmm. Home being New York.
Mm-hmm. We went home for Christmas.
No, it wasn't Christmas. So it was summer.
Oh, yeah.
But came back, she was all hooked up with this other guy.
And how did that make you feel?
I just, okay, I was all right. Well, I'm good.
Because you knew the end game.
Nah, you just got to sometimes.
Nah. Sometimes what?
What?
Now, then he got a girlfriend. He got a girlfriend.
Right. Now, was this because mom at the time had a boyfriend? Or do you think if the stars would have aligned?
Not really.
I really don't think we were meant to be together then.
No, she was goody two-shoe.
I was. And he was the devil incarnate.
That wouldn't have worked out.
Huh?
That wouldn't have worked out.
You don't think she would have?
You finally admit that?
No, I said it wouldn't have worked out.
I said we were not. It wouldn't have worked out. We would have broke up. It would have worked for a while, but we wouldn't be sitting here 30 years later because you had to go through all your nonsense you went through.
You got to sacrifice.
So you think that you guys had to kind of get stuff out of your system, but you think you guys were meant to be together at the time you guys were meant to be together.
I think we got together the way we were meant to be.
Because y'all had matured more?
Somebody had matured more.
And it wasn't this guy?
Hey.
Think that now.
Right.
I was more mature than I was.
In college?
Yeah. That's right. Well, I was always mature. I like to have fun.
So one thing that's really interesting, Dad always talks about. So they went. Can I tell them where y'all went?
Where?
To school, LeMoyne.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. You know, Dad don't got no Facebook, no nothing.
Yeah,
he don't want
right.
nobody.
I'm off the
He's
grid.
Secret.
He's off the grid. So when you guys went to LeMoyne back in
that's
what
why
year?
I didn't say my 79. Last name.
That's why you didn't say your last name. Dad. Okay. All right.
We met July 5th. 1979.
Okay, 1979. Back when you guys were there, how many diverse individuals were on the campus?
The entire campus was about 3,000 students there,
yeah.
But maybe 30 minorities.
20.
And that's every minority in the world. Mm. It was like maybe 25, 30.
Wow. Yeah, that's everybody.
Yeah, that's every minority.
That's not one year. That's all 4
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
To include people who commuted.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We took them in, too. Sure.
Oh, wow. So it was not slim pickings, but...
No, not really. It was all right.
It was enough. I mean, it just...
How many people you need?
Yeah, so you only need one guy, one girl.
Yeah, that's true. So what were some, Dad's mentioned before, like the Dolphy days or the...
Dolphy day.
Uh-huh. Can you explain what that was?
It was a beautiful day.
Why won't you explain what...
So Eric Dolphy was a jazz musician that went to LeMoyne. So the first good day of summer, the first good day of spring, actually. Spring semester.
Thank you.
They would... They would bring like beer trucks with spouts on it.
Mm-hmm.
They would also bring in music and Ed for that day. Nobody knew when it was going to be.
Now this was back in times when you could drink. The drinking age was 18.
Yeah.
But so, you guys were 16 and 17.
Yeah, it was okay.
But it was on college.
My ID said
it. It was on the campus. What are you going to do? Yeah.
It's not like they. It wasn't like nobody was. Like, nah, they didn't have Nazis there. Anything, mm-hmm. You know, guarding the spouts.
No pigeons.
Yeah. And it was just a day of debauchery and music and other things. And
there'd be bodies laid around in the grass. Literally, people passed out from drinking. It was an ugly sight.
Look at the difference. It was an ugly sight. It was a great thing.
It's a beautiful thing. It was the 70s, man. It was a beautiful thing.
It wasn't always the 70s.
Yeah, it was the 80s. Yeah, it was while I was there. That's all I remember. And then they institutionalize it. Now it's like,
well, the drinking age is 21 now, see? They can't do that.
Yeah. So it's not like it used to be. It's now like an institutional norm versus it was underground before, and, you know.
Because they would choose a person to...
The Grand Poobah.
The Grand Poobah.
That ain't what they called him.
The Grand Wizard. Grand Wizard. I didn't want to say...
In itself, exactly.
I don't want to say Grand Wizard. It sounds like the Ku Klux
Klan. It is like
but,
the Ku Klux
Klan. But it really was the guy on campus who...
Dealt the most drugs. And he would make the call.
God bless America.
When the things were right...
When everything, you knew the man was in town.
Yeah, when everything was right, and he would, nice, good day, and he'd call it, and that would be it.
Oh, dear God. Now, how did y'all spread the word? It was word of mouth?
Oh, no. You would wake up, well, you know, everybody. Like the first few days when the weather was nice, everybody would be like, is this going to be it? This going to be it? But you would wake up, and they would, because they had a committee, and they would TP the trees.
And that's how you knew. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And sometimes it'd be a false. Like you think it's going to be the next day.
Oh, so you party all night?
Party all night. Oh, not today?
But what would make y'all think it's the next day? Just like rumors?
Rumors, yeah.
Oh, just
and
like.
And you want to get drunk. It didn't have to be a real reason.
That's funny. Okay, so going back to relationships. So you guys were friends for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? And then what changed it from we're just friends, even though someone was stalking you, basically?
We weren't real friends. I mean, when I say friends.
We knew the same people. We had friends in common. So I always knew kind of where you were just through friends. Just through friends, I would know where he was. That's the only way I knew anything. Because we didn't keep in touch.
Not directly, no.
So you guys would just always see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what changed it from, okay, we're just seeing one another to, okay, now let's be together. Wait, I want Dad to say it. What changed it?
Let's see. I called her a couple of times and asked if she'd go out on a date with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, again, when she had a boyfriend. If she's not with her boyfriend like a year or whatever.
That's what you used to say?
Nah.
This boyfriend.
That's not what I said.
This imaginary.
Now this boyfriend, she's had like five boyfriends in between this boyfriend.
I did not. But always
telling me about this one boyfriend.
You are lying, Sam Brown. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, okay.
No, I'm sitting at my desk at work.
If I didn't have good self-esteem, so I would be taking it personally.
He asked me out, and I said, I can't go out with you. My boyfriend, I was engaged. I was engaged and living with him. And he says, well, when are you getting married? And I said, we don't have a date yet. And he said, okay, if you're not married in a year, will you go out with me? And I was like, I'm thinking I'll be married in a year. So
right.
Like, yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah,
engaged.
Yeah, I'm engaged. Right. So I said, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So, well, a year later, he called back, and I wasn't.
On to the date?
Let that be a lesson about being engaged.
Well, Monk and Randy taught me that lesson, but,
That's usually where a man buys space and time.
he called back, and it wasn't that I didn't think we'd have fun, because he was a fun person. I knew we'd get along, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we did go on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we did. And we had a great time.
What y'all do for your first date?
We went to comedy club. Was that
we went downtown.
We saw Chris Rock.
Before he became super big.
Yeah, we were at the... The gate? What's the name of that part?
It was the Village Gate or something like that.
The Village Gate. That was it.
I think it was the
Village Gate.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a good first date, Dad. But you didn't know it then.
Oh, as far as when he wants something, he know what to do.
So then what was the transition from? Why are you looking like that?
I don't know.
What was the transition between, like, tell me the steps. Like, so y'all went out and then boom, y'all dated? Like,
no,
that was it?
No. We went out. And that was it as far as the date.
I mean,
but then we started talking on the phone, and I was having problems with my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually,
wait! You went on a date with him while you were engaged.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That's the piece I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
Is it your first time finding out?
Not the first time.
It is not, because he knew. No.
I didn't know you were engaged at the time we went.
You did tell. Stop lying.
You were going out with me, then.
Oh my God. So anyway, so after that, we just stayed talking and stuff.
I thought y'all already broke it up.
You did not. You lied. Did you stand if that's the case? Why, when I was complaining about the garbage, how were we already broken up?
I thought you were.
He lying. You heard about that. He lying.
That was before. That was
no,
after.
No, it wasn't.
Well, if I'd known that, I would never went out with you. I'll tell you that now. Can't be engaged and going out.
Lies! All lies! Oh my God.
I don't roll like that.
But you did roll like that.
I didn't know. I was bamboozled.
Hoodwinked.
So, fast forward. So. Okay, we went to...
I didn't know she was fast like that.
So at the time, I was working at... I'm sorry. He started calling... We started talking back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And eventually, I asked my fiancé to move out.
Mm.
Okay, so it was just me at the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working... Stop lying, Stan. So I was working at Macy's part-time.
Mm.
So it was one Saturday. I was working, and on my way out, and Stan came and picked me up.
Mm.
Okay, so he drives up, and it's him, Uncle Tony, and Rich.
Mm.
Okay, and three girls in the car.
Oh, okay.
So, So I'm like,
they just needed a ride.
So I'm like, okay, it's three of y'all, three of them. Okay, so I'm gonna get on the train. He's like, no, we can take you. I'll take you. I said, you don't have no room. He made everybody get out of the car, put me in the passenger seat, and told them they could all ride in the back, or they could take the train, or whatever.
I didn't say take the train.
Well, that was the other option. What other options did they have? You told.
I said we can double up, sit on last stuff. I'm not that kind of a guy. I'm not that kind of friend.
Well, what is that? Okay, what does that say?
You considering
one of the girls was there for him.
No, we just rearranged.
But one of the women was there for you.
I did not know that. I didn't know. There was no confirmation of that.
You believe that?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right. Anyway, next we went. So instead of going home, we went to the village. The Little Italy was having the Feast of San Gennaro that day.
What's that?
It's a festival.
Okay.
And we were walking around.
Like an Italian drunken orgy.
Pretty much. Yeah. So we were walking around, and Uncle Tony wants to take a picture of us, the two of us. And so we said, okay. So he says, give me a kiss. And I'm like, oh, no, probably Tony was the one. Give her a kiss. He's always the one doing that. So we're like, what? So then goes, oh, give me a kiss. So we kissed. Aww. That was our first kiss right there.
And that was your first picture, too.
And our first picture. And from that day on, we've been together.
That's cute.
Is that how you remember it, dear?
Yep. Exactly. Then we got married, had kids, and then we're here.
Dropped everybody off at the car, he dropped Tony and everybody off. Mm. So it was just him and I left in the car, but he was saying goodbye to Tony and I. So they get up, he gets up out the car, goes in the back, opens the hood, and they back there doing like this, like, because he had said, should I drop them off first or should I take you home first? I said, you could take me home later, drop them off first. So then he gets out the car when he said goodbye to them, and they're in the back like this. Hitting high fives and stuff.
We're saying goodbye.
No, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Sure. That's how y'all always say goodbye.
Exactly. So, I was giving a pound. I had to get some stuff out of the trunk and gave some pounds, and that's it. Yeah.
So continue on. So now we forgot about the restaurant, Stan.
What restaurant?
When you first told me you loved me.
I don't remember that.
We were in the village. The village does a lot for us. Mm-hmm. At this restaurant called, you remember the name of it? It was a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was there with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And Daddy comes in with his friends. Mm-hmm. And we sit around having fun, drinking or whatever. So Daddy says he wants to talk to me. Mm-hmm. So we go to the back.
Was he drunk?
Of course.
Okay.
So we go to the back.
Allegedly.
Look. And he goes, he tells me he loves me. And I go, you know what, Stan? Let's have this conversation when you're not drunk.
Right.
He goes, I'm not drunk. You look drunk. I'm not drunk. Okay, Stan, we need to have this conversation another time.
Right.
So we go back and we continue. 10 minutes later, he's on the floor hugging the table.
She dropped a Mickey on me after.
A Mickey?
He's lying. He was so. That's how drunk he was.
She put something in my
He
drink.
Was oh. hugging the bottom of. He was on the floor. Okay. Sleep hugging the table. Hugging the thing.
She put something in my drink.
He's lying.
That's the way I remember.
So when he first, in his sober state of mind, tell you that he loved you?
That was it. I was sober.
The day when he was leaving to go to the advanced course.
I was sober.
Oh, in the military? Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was leaving to go to the advanced
course. For the record, I've never been drunk in my life.
As I hold my mimosa in my hand.
That's you.
You too. You got one.
That's orange juice.
You a lie. Stop it. You got to stop.
That's orange juice.
Get a grip, brother.
Wow. So, how was it being married, and especially for you, like, being new, I guess, into the military world? Like, how was it, I guess, transitioning from I've grown up here my entire life to now I'm married to someone that moves around? And y'all first moved to where? Washington State, right? Mm-hmm. Washington State. How was that? And y'all got married in Washington State, mm-hmm. right?
It was, we thought about doing an actual wedding in New York, but I was in Washington State, mm-hmm. and it would have been hard to coordinate all of that. Mm-hmm. And then I said, if we had a wedding out west, ain't nobody coming. I know my crew wasn't coming. Mm-hmm. So we decided not just to go to Justice of the Peace and have a nice honeymoon. And that's what we did. We got married. We had our witnesses, which were Linwood and Deborah, mm-hmm. a couple we knew. And then we had a reception with a few people we knew in Washington, which was maybe 20 people. Mm. But Brian catered it, mm-hmm. right? Brian made the food, or did we cater it?
Kind of sort of both.
Kind of both. Brian cooked some food. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was a good time. We all had a good time. But it poured cats and dogs the whole day.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. The whole day.
Did you think it was an omen?
It's a good luck omen.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. We still here.
Well, I didn't know that. It's raining on a wedding day is a good omen. What's it supposed to mean?
They might have just told me that because I was upset.
No, that's the second time I heard that. I saw it somewhere else,
it's
too.
It's supposed to mean longevity or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
Good luck.
Yeah. Would you have wanted a bigger wedding?
Nope. I'm good. I was busy. I had things to do.
What?
It would take a long time to plan, and I was busy.
Okay.
Not like he'd have been involved in a lot of it.
Okay. Yeah. But I was still busy.
So when you guys got married, what was one of the biggest lessons you guys had to learn, like that you guys learned in your first year?
About each other?
About marriage. About each other.
You need multiple TVs.
You need multiple TVs?
Yeah. Another one was just having to constantly think about somebody else. Like, mm-hmm. What will they think about it, or mm-hmm. how will they receive it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Having to constantly worry about another person.
Mm.
Yeah. Me too.
No, you gonna say something more. Say something
more.
Come up with your own damn thought.
That's me.
Don't be copying on me.
That's me. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why I can't think the same thing. That's why you and I are together.
No.
That was a really nice try to save. Really? Okay, you said multiple TVs. Nothing else you learned in the first
Right. Right.
I was pretty mature already. I don't know.
Nothing.
Continue, Chelsea. Okay. Daddy don't
look at she's all saying, I knew. What, we got 20 minutes?
No, you only got a certain amount of time. That's what I'm saying.
No, we good. We only.
Okay, can I come back?
22 minutes in, we good.
I don't know what I learned the first year. I don't know. It was like a blur.
Of bliss?
A blur.
A bliss.
Yeah, blur of bliss.
Don't put words in your mouth.
A bliss of blur.
I'm smacking.
It was a blur.
Well, was
I
it
was busy?
Was it
hard?
You should have did this with just me.
I know.
I was busy.
Trying to include him.
Mm-hmm. That'll teach you next.
Exactly.
Trying to be inclusive. Well, was it hard being married by yourself, like on a whole nother coast?
Actually, no. I think that was the best thing for any marriage, is to be totally removed from your family and friends, where you two only have each other. And that's what it was. It creates...
That's still a good philosophy to have, too.
You can't run to your friends. And, mm-hmm. and that was when, you know, phone calls cost a lot of money. Like, now you can call and talk for hours, and it's... One price.
Right.
Then you were charging by the minute.
So you had to be. You had to pick and choose your battle.
And then he was monitoring the phone. You're talking how long? That's a lot of money. The phone bill.
Oh, yeah.
Phone bill was going up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just us. Like, if we had a fight, we had to figure it out.
I know y'all know what a collect call is, do you?
I do know what a collect.
It's expensive.
Anyway.
So when you guys got married, what made you guys, did you guys go into the marriage wanting to have kids, or?
No, I did not want any children.
I was flexible.
No, when I told him I didn't want it, he was like, okay.
I was flexible.
But I woke up
I was busy.
One morning, and I just looked at him and I said, I want a baby. He was like, okay.
I was flexible.
That was his response.
I was busy.
Honestly, what it was I was blissfully happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I could think of was a baby, honestly. It like came from nowhere. I don't know where it came from, but I woke up and I just felt like I wanted a baby.
And then you were blessed with your first child.
Oh, yeah.
And then you guys said, let's not stop there. Let's have the other one.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it happened.
So what, I mean, when you guys were having, like when you first had kids, like did you want a specific, well, I've talked to you about this, like you say you're glad that you have a boy and a girl.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What about you? Did you want two boys or two girls?
I didn't care really.
We didn't really care. No.
I didn't care.
Y'all didn't care?
It was good to have a boy though.
Yeah. It is. It's good to have one of each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
That way you can stop and go, hey, you know.
So you don't have to keep trying.
Well, yeah. There's no pressure.
To have a boy.
Yeah, I wish we had more.
Yeah, your mother got a lot of women in there.
A lot of women in your family. But she
has pop out girls for some reason. Oh. I don't have a freaking idea why, but they just pop out girls.
What the fuck are you talking about? Girls, man. What does that have to do with anything?
Come hell or high water.
I think we kind of figured that out.
But you say you wish you had more.
I know. I wish after the fact.
Oh.
But going in.
What would have been your max amount of kids?
Four. Two. Yeah, we can barely afford the two we had.
No, the one we got. This one. And both of them don't cost that much.
This isn't about me.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about me. So what is the biggest lesson that you guys have learned about having kids? Like, what are some lessons that, like, people who are just married and want to have kids, like, what would you bestow upon them?
It really depends on the couple, on their situation. Mm-hmm. Our situation, Daddy was in the military. Mm-hmm. So that was his priority. That mm-hmm. was our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So that was his priority. I understood that. And my role was to manage the kids. Mm-hmm. I consider myself traditional in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you wrap your head around it, because there are some times when I'm like, when I was like, well, how you need to be here with the kids, you need to be doing this, but then I realized, no, that's your focus.
Mm-hmm.
And once I wrapped my brain around that, I was good.
Mm-hmm.
I could take care of the kids and do all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it just became a very traditional type marriage.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
What was the question?
What are some lessons about having kids that you would?
They're expensive.
Real advice, yeah. Dad.
No, that's real. That's real. Look, yeah, that's real. That's real.
Okay, outside
that's
of that.
Real.
Once you have a kid, that kid is your priority. It's not your nails. It's not your hair. It's not your shoes. It's not your clothes. That child, 125% is your priority.
Yeah, when I was growing up, when you're 18, you get kicked out of the house and you go do your own thing. Apparently, that's not the way it is.
No.
That's things have changed
mm-hmm.
in the world where, you know, college and all the other stuff that goes with it. You know, when I was growing up, you were pretty much on your own from a very early age.
Yeah. We didn't
pretty
have
much
so,
on your own, yeah. Shit.
So then what's your advice?
Just make sure. That's all I can say.
Communication is my biggest advice. I can't stress it enough. If you don't have a clear line of communication, it causes all kind of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Not confusion, hell.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to communicate,
yeah,
and communicate well.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you have to know how to communicate what it is you're trying to say if you don't want to say it.
Because mm-hmm.
There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, it is. That's why you stop working.
Why are you still on this?
No, because these are things that you know. You stop working because child care.
Well, okay, give your advice when I'm not talking. Why you got to wait till I'm talking and throw your crap in there?
Because that's when I remember.
Write it down.
You said child care is expensive.
Yeah.
So. That's all he talks about. We used to go to the grocery store, and you would be walking with me or whatever in the cart, and Brandon would be in the thing, and he'd be like, I'm taking them down this baby aisle, and I'm going to show them. He would take y'all to, like, the Depends and tell y'all, I'm going to live long enough, so y'all got to buy me diapers in the grocery store.
That's still my goal, too. Shit.
Disgusting.
Oh my God.
Still my goal.
Oh my God. What are some funny stories from your marriage or parenting that you'd like to share? That maybe has a lesson tied to. I have my examples, but.
You do what? Tell us.
I think the one where allegedly I fell on the stage and you made me go back up.
You mean allegedly?
The stage.
I was there. I watched it.
So well, I used. Oh, you want to tell?
I didn't. The one at Kroger Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were always a dancer, mm-hmm. so you were in a dance class, and the recital was at the Kroger Center, mm-hmm. and you had a solo mm-hmm. that started the dance, mm-hmm. but they had a fog machine mm-hmm. that you hadn't rehearsed with or anything, and the fog machine created condensation on the floor, mm-hmm. so when you came through, you slipped when mm-hmm. you were coming out, you were like, you slipped, so everybody was quiet, and we heard you go, and everybody's looking at me like, I ain't going back there. If I go back there, this dance is not happening. I'm not going back there. So you get, whoever was with you got you up and straightened you out, and you went out and did your dance.
What about you, Dad?
Dance lessons is expensive.
So what is the question? I'm sorry.
My question is, what are some stories that you guys have from when you guys were parenting or like, you know, I think about when Mr. Thurston used to talk about how he dropped Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't drop you.
Don't drop your baby. Daddy did that too, though.
To who?
He dropped you.
When I dropped him.
You dropped her on the couch, off the couch. You let her roll off the couch.
Allegedly.
Chelsea, he did. He really did.
Oh, my God.
He let you roll off the couch.
You watched it?
Nah, allegedly. Used to have a good time when he was home.
Oh,
and the toilet paper. When I came home one time.
I let you run free. I let you be.
Yeah, yeah. One time I came home and the whole house, you had been in the bathroom, the whole first floor, and you had toilet paper like just like you just TP'd the whole first floor. And I walk in and he's sleeping on the couch with toilet paper above him.
How old was I?
You were like, it was like one. You were like one. So
old enough to live by yourself.
So as I come in, I see all this and I look up down at him and I say, Stan. And he gets up and he looks around. And I went to change you because you needed to be changed. Uh-huh. So instead of Daddy getting up and saying, oh my goodness, he goes, I said, Stan, she's dirty. She's been sitting here in this dirty diabetes. She must have just did that.
Probably did.
And then I'm saying, well, what about the toilet paper? You couldn't have been watching us doing this. She was having fun. He didn't know nothing was going on.
He was okay. He was one. He was old enough to hang out by yourself.
So sad.
Can't be watching you all the time.
Can't be watching you all the time. Did Brandon do anything crazy like that?
Brandon was a good kid. He really was. You were a crier. Brandon wasn't even that big a crier. See, that we should have known back then.
But y'all had another one. That's what I'm saying. Like, Brandon was... He equaled me out.
Brandon, all Brandon did was run. That's all he used to do. He ran before he walked. Literally, he really did.
Really?
Brandon ran at 9 months.
He ran at 9 months?
Mm-hmm. You didn't walk till a year.
Yeah, what's wrong with the girl?
It took you a minute.
But when I walked, obviously, you just let me be free.
Oh, no, I know a story.
Oh, God.
The crab.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming.
Remember the crab that Chelsea, one time I went to pick her up. We were at West Point when I went to pick her up from daycare. And they called me to come get her because she was like stripping her clothes off. Right? So I get there and I'm like, why is my child now have her clothes on? And they're like, they explained that they had show and tell. And somebody had brought in what's it called?
I thought it was a scorpion.
Some kind of crab or something. And they said it had gotten on you, I guess, and scarred you. You were all messed up. You wouldn't wear clothes for, like, weeks. To the point where I was like, something wrong with her. We need to take her to a psychiatrist. Something's wrong with her.
More money.
So,
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, so we took you. Because you would not leave the house. Like, when Tiffany would come up, and you and her used to fight over that little Flintstone car. You know, that yellow and red one. So she would come and you were like, Tiffany, come inside. Tiffany saw that car. She saw you. She looked at that car. She looked at you. I'm going to get this car while I can. Tiffany rolled around. I'll be right here. That was funny. You were come in. Tiffany got her ride in and she came in.
So weeks I wouldn't leave the house and put clothes on?
It was I'm going to say it was at least 3 to 4 weeks. you were messed up. But when we took you to the doctor was like, she's fine. She'll be fine. And you did. Eventually, you let us put clothes on you.
Pay on the way.
Well, what was that? That's so interesting, though.
You were extra even then. That's all that says.
I don't believe that. I just... Here's the thing. I feel like the first child is there to just, you know...
You're like a test.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give y'all the hardest.
Well, yeah, your first child is usually like a nervous wreck. Mm-hmm. Like, very anxious because parents are usually anxious with their first child because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, like your mother was like putting like, you know, the things in the socket and stuff like that. When Brandon came along, we were like, oh.
Matter of fact, Brandon, he did that. When we got to Texas, Brandon had stuck a bobby pin in the socket. When we went out.
Did he get electrocuted?
A little bit. I mean, not enough to go to the doctor.
Not enough to know not to do that.
Yeah. He looked back like, what the hell was that? Mm-hmm. Learned that, didn't you?
You gotta learn today.
Then we put things in the socket. Oh,
right. You're like, okay, maybe we should keep that one going.
But we only need a little bit of time. So.
That's funny. You
gotta learn today.
Oh my God. What was your biggest fear as parents?
Creating assholes. That was my biggest fear.
Honestly, creating buttholes. That's what you said?
Creating what?
Buttholes.
Buttholes. Yes, I'm sorry.
No. I wanted to repeat it for them.
Though. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I'm not going to curse my
job. But I just wanted to have kids I could be proud of and that we're going to be productive individuals. Not some people in my mind are a waste of space. and I didn't want one of those. I didn't want to do that.
So. That's fair. What about you, Dad?
We only have an hour.
What was my biggest fear? I don't know. I don't think any comes to mind.
You had no fear.
It was just day to day. Just day to day. Just making certain everybody's okay. That's the only thing I worried about. That's all.
What do you think is your biggest accomplishment as parents?
I think we created two great kids.
Gosh, you want to hear it on television.
But it's true. I mean, you're contributing to your society, Angela. yeah.
What about you?
What was the question?
Proudest accomplishment. I think...
Y'all got out of college.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Sienna's graduate college.
In 4 years.
Yeah.
We gonna be in the graduation in 4 years, whether you're there or not.
I'm paying for 4 years. Yeah. That's all I can tell you. That's all I'm paying for.
Yeah, we had whatever to tell Brandon, like, look over here, brother. Whether you're there or not, I'm going.
We're going to the 4 year. That's funny, though.
I know funding is a 4 year deal, I can tell you that. What y'all do after that is up to you.
That's don't fair. Care. I was gonna say, I think Dad's was college graduation because he was waiting at the bottom of the I was not expecting that.
I thought that would be the end of, you know, that y'all be out in the world going out, and I thought that was the end. So I was like, hey, I made a little catch grip, but y'all back here periodically.
What?
Y'all come back and see us periodically.
Wait, you thought you would never see us again?
Chelsea, why are you asking him? Why? Don't follow him up. I'm telling you.
That's not true because I didn't even have a job when I graduated. So exactly. That's definitely not true.
That never stopped y'all before.
What are you talking about?
Don't know. The mimosa's kicking in.
Okay. Clearly. Goodness gracious. Okay. So... Now that you have 30 years of wisdom.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. 30 years of wisdom. For people, like, what do you think is the biggest difference between dating back then and dating now?
I don't know. I don't date, man.
Social media.
Yeah, probably.
That's the biggest difference.
Too much of that.
Too much.
Stay the hell off of social media.
Social media. Y'all stalk each other.
It's like a fake life that everybody's living, and it's like, no, it's
social media is the biggest.
You think it just gives people who are dating too much access to one another?
It does.
You know, that's damn sure.
And another big difference, the word love. Y'all use love a lot quicker than we do.
Really? You think so?
Yes. Within 2 weeks, y'all are loving each other. I've seen that, yeah.
I cannot relate to that, but yes,
some people
I guess.
I love him. A month in, I love him. You don't even know this, but You've seen him 3 times. How you love him?
What do you think are the steps to really get to know someone when you're dating? Like, what do you think, like, what are some, like, key things that you should know? Or, like, questions that you should be asking? I think family is a good one. Like, understand their familial background a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
what they coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, believe it or not, that's important. Mm-hmm. It can make a difference. Because mm-hmm. people don't realize your upbringing is so much a part of you. It mm-hmm. doesn't go away mm-hmm. as you mature. Mm-hmm. So it's still in there whether you know it or not.
Right.
And it affects you whether you know it or not.
Right.
So knowing their family history is good.
Yes. I would say that. Don't just rush in there all willy-nilly. Do the work.
What you trying to say?
I'm just saying, do the work. On both sides.
Don't speak your mind, brother. Speak your mind. What you trying to say?
I'm saying, do the work. Just don't rush in there willy-nilly.
You didn't rush. It took 10 years, baby.
Do your homework.
You didn't rush.
What about you? What are some things you think you need to be asking or know?
What the plans are for the future.
Like, job-wise? Or
no,
like,
just in general. I mean,
like, where do they want to live? Like,
no, where do you see yourself? A few years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever that time frame may be.
How long should someone stay engaged?
Not long. By the time you get engaged,
well, obviously,
you probably want to execute, like,
a year?
No more than a year.
A year tops.
Not 10, that's for damn sure.
10-year engagement?
1 year.
Who had a 10-year engagement?
Nobody.
According to your mother, she did.
I did not.
She said she was engaged.
That's what she told me.
I did not tell you I was engaged no 10 years. You ain't gonna lie on me.
When she was wrapped up with her away boyfriend.
Pimping.
I hate you.
Pimping.
I thought you had a boyfriend that you know,
that's her right. She wasn't ready for you. That's what you can say.
I wasn't ready for
you. You weren't. She wasn't ready for you. She had to
you were
knock
too much.
A lot of people off. Yeah.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, you're like, it's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
But you dated between that too.
Yes, ma'am. He certainly did.
Cake beers.
Were you engaged?
And yes, he was. Yes, you were engaged. Let's get on you a little bit.
I was engaged for a brief moment.
Define brief.
2 months.
Two months?
Maybe. What the hell you mean maybe? You know how long you engaged. Stop it.
It was a while, but it was, you know, years ago.
You don't
and
remember
you cut
how
it
long
off.
You engaged with her?
Yeah, maybe 2 months.
And were you dating mom while, like,
no.
Okay.
No, I ain't like your mama. I don't date when I'm engaged.
That just means it wasn't right. That wasn't who she was supposed to marry anyways.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too.
So you were engaged for 2 months and you cut it off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
I was feeling it.
You were feeling it enough to propose though?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
No, that's no answer. Answer the question. Kind of sort is not an answer.
Yeah, but it was more probably...
You felt like that's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, more so than anything else. Yeah, I would probably be engaged for like 10 years and shit.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, I would have.
10 years?
He's lying.
You felt like that's what you're supposed to do?
I wasn't going to get married. I don't think so.
Not to her?
No.
Now, how long were y'all engaged?
September, 2 months.
Wow. Oh, right, because you moved over
there.
Yeah.
We got engaged.
Don't move in
on
together.
On his birthday.
Don't move in together?
No.
We got engaged on his birthday, around his birthday. And then we got married in. No, but wait.
Oh, the engagement story.
We got engaged. Oh, you want to
hear
the engagement?
I do want to hear that, but go ahead.
Well, we were engaged and.
See, I he knew says this was to being me.
See, no, he says to me. So I said, Because the plan was I was going to move out there and we'd give it 6 months and see how things were going.
Right. Well,
it was 6 months, was like September. So I said, so what
was that? But that's a leap of faith, though, Mom.
That was her plan. I don't remember her discussing that plan.
Like, I would really do that by myself. Who sent me the airline ticket?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with 6 months? I didn't know it was a 6 month.
We did say that. We said we would invest, look into it and see how we feel about it. Anyway.
So you moved from New York City to Washington State.
Right. And so it comes around September. We get
it's
engaged.
It's a 3-hour plane ride. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mom.
You're making me lose my train of thought. What was I talking about?
What are you talking about?
You said you gave it 6 months.
That means you're ready to tell a lie. Go ahead.
No, gave you 6 months. Oh, so I said, so when are we going to do this? Mm-hmm. You know? And he goes, I'm thinking maybe next year sometime later. Maybe next year. I said, no. Let me tell you something. I moved out here. I've left my family. Mm-hmm. I've left my friends. I left a job. If I'm not married by December 31st, January 1st, I'm going back home.
It's like she's going to go home on New Year.
But somebody didn't chance it. Because we got married when? November 24. Boop, boop. Didn't chance it, did you?
I was strong on.
How was he strong on? Please explain.
I was strong.
How were you strong on?
I had to say abuse.
What?
Your mom, that's true.
You start to sound like Trump, baby.
Whatever.
You're not completing your thought. What you saying?
I don't think she was going home. I don't think she...
You didn't chance it.
No, I had nothing to do with that. I figured, okay.
Wait, how did that have nothing to do with when I asked the question? You said next year, maybe, or later.
That was what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. So if you knew I wasn't going nowhere, why did you go ahead and get married November 24th?
What I think you learned, what you think ain't important no more. So I said, okay.
What?
I said, okay. Next year or this year, it doesn't matter. I'll just go ahead.
Oh, let me just do it.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
No, yeah, it wouldn't have mattered that much of a difference. So, yeah.
I'm going to say this again. He didn't chance it.
She wasn't going nowhere.
You didn't chance it though. Don't get stupid. You didn't chance it.
She ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
The proof is in the pudding, am I right?
Oh,
it's right there.
God.
I said by January 1st, you got November 24th.
So is that an ultimatum?
No. Kinda sorta. I guess it is.
It's like a shotgun wedding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he really hated it so much he's still here 30 years later.
I'm
saying.
Oh, busy.
What is this? You were busy. Anyway, my last question.
Okey-dokey.
See, look, we're 47 minutes in.
That's all.
I'm telling you.
It's a lot of dead time because of somebody.
It's
not
dead time.
It is. It's a lot of silent time, but go ahead.
What is...
So I'm the problem.
I didn't say that.
You're always the problem. Don't act like this is a problem.
Every time we do something, I'm the problem.
I never said that. Okay. How do you think your personalities mesh well together? Like, how would you describe each other's? How would you describe his personality? How would you describe Mom's? And how it works together?
Your mother's a bully. As y'all can tell from this program.
Give me more.
Exactly.
She's a bully.
She's not a bully.
That's right. Listen, okay. When, at the end of this program, ask your friends. He'll say, oh, your mother's a bully. I'm going to tell you.
They're not going to say that.
She's a bully.
Really? I'll let you go first. You can exemplify what it is that
I'm not going to be nice to him. He ain't saying nothing nice about me.
What? What was the question?
The question was, describe Mom's personality and how you think it works like with yours.
Oh, okay. She is caring. And she has empathy. A lot more than I do.
You have none.
I have some.
You have none.
Yes, I do.
How do you think... Okay, so you think that helps you with being more empathetic?
Yeah, it helps me
No, it doesn't.
I'm going to say, come on, like, really?
It helps me realize that...
That you're not empathetic.
That I should be more empathetic.
But you're not going to.
No.
No, but I realize.
No, no, he no. feels... My wife is very empathetic, so that's enough.
She does the empathy thing.
See?
What else?
Yeah, that's about it.
So you wanted to marry me because I'm empathetic?
Yeah, they didn't ask that. They said, what the... What was
person,
the
this... Dad.
That wasn't the question.
Your describe mom's
personality. She changed the question.
Describe mom's personality and how you think it works well with yours.
That's true. She's
that. But you picked two traits. It's not describing her personality.
Her person. Okay. She's very. I said she's very caring. Mm-hmm. She's empathetic, and she sees things that I don't see, like people and how they feel. Or, and you know, so she'll pick up on things that I won't.
Right, because you're just like, I think I get that from him.
I'm too focused on other things. Right? While they're worried about something, I'm just worried about how do you get to the
solution, right?
Yeah, I'm not too much. I'm more of a, okay, that's good, but at the end of the day, something has to happen or somebody has to do something.
Right.
And so I kind of gloss over that other piece. So okay. She helps me see that. She helped me see that.
That's cute. Mom?
What?
And she's a book.
Describe daddy. Daddy is...
Didn't say describe me.
Yes, you did.
I did describe personality.
Okay, all right.
You are results driven, monetarily driven. You are a caretaker. Mm-hmm. You are an amazing friend.
That's we're gonna end there on a good note.
So how do you think that works well with your personality? Like, how does that equal?
I think we complement each other very much. Mm-hmm. I think two halves of a whole. I think he. What relationships need is, in my mind, compliment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we compliment each other. What he's not good at, I'm good at, and vice versa.
What do you think we've got? That was beautiful, Mom.
That was a true statement.
What do you think your children have gotten from each one of you? I'll let you guys take some time. I feel like Mom already has it.
You want to go?
Sure, yes.
No, go ahead, Dad.
I think they got drive and understanding of expectations and how the world kind of worked, but not necessarily expected to be always fair.
You think both of us got that from you?
Yes.
What do you think Brandon and I differ in things that we've gotten from you outside of that?
No, I think it's just how your personality are different. That's just...
How would you describe our personality?
You're more outgoing. Brandon gets what he wants, but he gets it through another way. He's more subdued about it. But he's going to do it. He's going to get it. You know?
That's true.
Just a different method.
That's true.
You got to be, you can't be somebody else. You have to figure out what your personality is and work with your personality.
That's I think good. You guys have gotten both of our personality. I think you got mine, and I think Brandon has daddy. Somewhat.
Right.
I think you're very outgoing. You don't meet a stranger. You make situations your own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're empathetic. And you're a good friend. Mm-hmm. You're a good friend. And I hope you got that from both of us. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a good friend too. And Brandon is very much like daddy. Mm-hmm. In that quiet, very subdued, kind of always like percolating in the background. Mm-hmm. Know what they want and it's very difficult to change their minds. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I won't say stubborn, but I'll just say it's difficult to change their minds. But always thinking. Mm-hmm. Always thinking about the next move. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. Mm. I think you and I are not like that. I'm right here, right now. Let's woo!
Right. Let's have fun. Looks like we're dying.
Yeah.
Worry about the consequences. Yeah, I agree.
I think that's it. Yeah.
What are some, not necessarily bad traits, but some things that you're like, oh, like you look at one of us and you're like, I think they got that from me. Like, it, not necessarily a bad trait, but a trait you're like, oh, like.
Money management.
I was about to say that. Yeah. You got that from me.
Yeah.
I'm leaving it there.
Fair. What about Brandon?
Money management.
You got
Brandon's better than you, Chelsea.
He's getting there.
He's doing his thing.
You need more thing? Yeah, go ahead.
Ooh. Okay, personality-wise, though.
By the way, when you're dating the day before you get married, check your partner's credit score.
Okay, Stan, let's
stop. I'm saying in general. Because today, you know, there are things out there that we didn't know back then, like, you know, FICO scores and all that stuff. But if you want to do something together and want to, you know, you gotta put everything on the table, right? That's fair.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any last words of encouragement or wisdom or advice for people who are dating and looking for someone to be with or whatever? Anything along those lines?
Take it slow.
Yeah, don't be in a rush.
Don't be in a rush. It's a lot of nonsense out here, and they dress it up. They can dress it up. Don't be fooled by it. Just take your time and do the work.
Everything you see on Instagram and the Facebook. It's not real. It's, you know, real things happen outside of what's on that stuff. It's real life is just real life. It's not that stuff that they put on there and make you think that life is grand, because I know better. Most of us just grind every day to get to where we want to be. So, moments of joy in between.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being on a Mimosa Wasted podcast.
All right, then.
I got to go do some work now.
I ain't doing no work. Stop lying.